Well, conveniently, I have somebody from India over here. Is this motherfuckers with the crypto? Huh? It says 1%. That means one person from over there. Or how many Indians, the 1% of that whole shit of the Indians, 1% of them is listening. So probably one call center. Fucking with me. Like a whole bunch of people. Hey, how you doing? You idiots. Okay, let me try to calmly conversate with you guys. Oh, well, I'm just telling you like this. Good English. You're trying to learn something? Sheesh. What you trying to learn? All my moves, bro? What I trying to do to somebody? I'm just like y'all. My country is struggling too. How you attach yourself to a poor person? And how did you learn English that well? Did you fool me when I got over here like I was a dummy and dumbass? So is that many of y'all working together to fuck with me? Wow, so that means every single time I posted something over here, y'all was over here attached and listening. What, I'm so interesting? I sound American? I had y'all fooled all this time? Shtaima bolan, Udaklan stay. You stay Sarbat scale, stays Busnail, stays Pakistana. Oh. Oy, oy, oy. Slušaj. Nemoguće. Nemoguće nešto. You can't outsmart somebody just like you. Trying to shake up the oppression. But you can't be going around and oppressing people and expecting it's gonna avoid you. You being an oppressor. Like, it's no bueno. You know what I mean? Like, you can try to get good guys, good looking guys and all that. That's not cool to do this to the fucking women that don't know better. None of that. And you found the right person, because I'm against violence, any type of violence against women, little girls, and little children. I'm a vicious wolf when somebody fuck with anybody's child. I don't care whose child it is. Any race child, you're not fucking with them. And best believe, this is going to travel far away, and they're going to know about you. And you know what? In 18 years, you still didn't, you was learning English language, but you didn't learn the slang over here. And you know how I knew? When I hit this person with a whole bunch of slang from over here. And they're like, what language you not speaking? What language you not speaking? I'm not standing right now. Cause we're like, it means that I pass you motherfuckers with knowledge. And how many of y'all working over there? You don't got nothing on me, motherfucker. I'm unstoppable. Denzel Washington, you know about him? Yeah, picture me on my fucking train, bitch, with my motherfucking SSI number. It's not even SSI number. I don't even have SI. Wish I had SSI. That's what they wish that I had on my name, so they could steal something. Nothing. Yeah. And it's somewhere in some office. Pretending that they're doing it. And guess what? I wish I had some, like, oh my god, like direct somewhere where you call and you pay and watch. It's gonna happen eventually. Well, I don't have to worry, because guess what? It passed 18 years and I don't worry 18 years to figure this shit. I figure after 18 years has passed. So I don't really care. Cause wait a minute, what's now? What, October? It's full 18 years of this woman playing me, and I'll tell you right now, this is December, so in 7 months. Next year in May, it's gonna be 19 years she up my ass. And has a whole call center fuck with me. What for? Yeah, what a dummy. So they're gonna fuck my volume with the recording, trying to snap pictures of me and whatever. I'm trying to sleep, watch something on YouTube. So I gotta disconnect from everything again. That's crazy, but doesn't matter. I'll sacrifice whatever just so I can have my own peace. So now I'm just gonna relax over here, do whatever I'm gonna do, but I'm gonna disconnect everything. Just know, fraud is serious. And once they catch your motherfucking social security number, which is your number that you get when you're born, so they're trying to steal that. And we have that also in Croatia too. One of my friends, when I was younger, she also stole my ID and went somewhere and did something with it, came back, and I think she bought a phone with my own ID. And my mama had to pay. And I was honest with my mother, and I told her, this girl, she stole my ID and everything. My mom never reported that. Never told these people that this girl, specific one, stole my info. And she still go on Facebook and insult me. It's like, some bitches, they work together to destroy other motherfuckers. They're right on it. But guess what? I'm on it too, because nothing better than being broke and having everything in your pocket. You want that? You're gonna have to come over here and get it. So, you want this $10? You're that fucking broke? Oh my god. Unbelievable. Another strange bitch come to my door. She gotta show me motherfucking ID. And I gotta take a picture of it so you can speak to me. Anybody wanna just start conversating with me is a fucking no. I'm not talking to no fucking stranger. I'm not opening no fucking mouth. Except over here, audience or whatever. That's a different thing. So just me giving you heads up about these hackers. And if you're using any kind of stupid Galaxies or LGs, they can easily intercept everything. But once they know your social security number, all your devices is hacked. Doesn't matter if you have iPhone 14, she's getting in. If you have brand new router, she got it. She's in. You know, because my other phones was hacked, and I just allow motherfucker to hack me again, thinking it's not gonna do it. This shit's protected. It's not. Yep. I think you're very pitiful to do that. Oh, I know what. Look, camera button right there, stand and recording, because there's like two buttons, and this other one should not be on. Lightning. I mean, something else is in this phone turned on for the recording. Yeah. So, I don't know where you're from, whatever, but I wish you would, like, hear me out and share this. If you're against the hackers, if you love hackers, then just leave me the hell alone. Invalidate me, silence me, because that's what sadists do. I'm using Anchor to express myself. Always want to express myself somewhere. I never had opportunity to do that anywhere, but I feel like I'm always gonna get silenced and oppressed, and there's no way I'm telling anything to anybody. They're gonna see me as an aggressor, as a perpetrator, like I'm doing it all the way. It's not saving me probably, but we'll see about that. Retard, you gotta be to connect yourself to some people's devices and listen, then record it. Again, if you came here and listened, thank you. I feel like there is no audience over here. There's nobody. Since I don't have a website and I can't share this, like I'm silenced already anyway, I'm speaking something about something, which is this lady that's trying to, you know, silence me. And I just don't know. I never expected that a woman that's older than me would try to do that. I always thought it was my mother that hated me, and it's this woman. And I feel like it's a terrorist doing that. Because it's terrorizing. What I'm saying you can't hate love, and my love repels hate. Hate is stupid, okay? Hate do what it wanna do, yeah, but not for long as they think they will. So go on with your little stupid ass prayers, ugly. Okay. I know this just sounds like fucking, like I'm an idiot. But I'm using this to insult this lady, as long as she's listening, because she don't have nothing to do. And I don't have nothing to do either. Ha ha. Well, I got something to do. I'm tired. I'm going to fucking bed. I'm not going to sit here and listen to nothing and talk about nothing. Because she is nothing. I'm still in shock. 18 years of somebody follow you around and send people to follow you. Tomorrow, I'll make a video of those pictures and whatever, whatever, and I'm going to show everybody again. Watch. You want to hack? We're going to be hacking. Because I'm going to show everybody whose pictures you're using. And you know what? I'm calling the news. Because once you go on the news and show the news reporters or journalists, and they don't want to do it and you're paying for it, I'm going to record these bitches. And I'm going to put it somewhere and somebody's going to see it. I'm going to go outside on the street and I'm going to start running and telling people what's going on. I'm going to stop everybody and I'm going to tell them. Let them think I'm crazy. And guess what? I'm going to pack up and I'm going to leave. And I'm going to live somewhere on the street. So hack that. How are you going to do that? If you can't find me. Oh my God. We're fucking dumb bitches on this planet. No wonder sometimes people like thinking about suicide. They commit suicide. You know why? Because they don't want to share, like, air. And, like, just breathing, it feels disgusting. Because you know what? You know that they, nasty people, bred this, like, they breed this air. The same air they breed as you. You understand what I mean? And you just start, like, choking on this air. You know what I mean? Because this nasty, sleazy-ass person want to get this air over you. It's like we're struggling over air. That's how it feels. Because you know what? I don't want the air anymore. Why? Because you can have it, all of it. Show it up your ass. Breathe to your butthole. Because that's what you have. Because no fucking healthy mouth would do that. That what you got is a straight booty hole on your face. Yeah? Definitely. Oh, and by the way, share so fucking much that it goes all the way to Kanye West and he paid for that. Because this will happen to me. They got on my ass even like heavily because somebody sold my info. And now all the fucking extremists and everything trying to get me or something. Today some fucking pale ass man comes in the store. I was dying. Like, where the fuck you found this pale ass person to come and stalk me? And then some other lady, like, She's standing right next to me with some damn fruits in the damn thing. Like, what the fuck you standing there? Well, look, I couldn't even have peace in a supermarket. Like, constantly somebody need to come near me. Because these people know that I can't stand literally being somewhere and people just staring at me. I'm just fucking uncomfortable. Like, what the fuck are you looking at? I'm gonna start slapping bitches. Maybe that's what I need to do. Maybe I should ask these black women over here, do you slap a bitch when she's staring at you for real, for real? Because they need to get slapped. Ooh, like, yo, you standing there watching me, bitch? I need to start scaring them bitches. The fuck are you looking at? You trying to learn how I'm walking, what I'm doing, how I'm moving? That's what they're doing. Trying to imitate every move I do. That's what they're doing. From a bum ass broke bitch. Funny as shit, right? Whoa, I'm a comedian. Like, seriously. Hacking the hacker. Like. But anyway. Let's call up for the good energies and hopefully they extinguish this nasty-ass energy that's been following me. Thanks for listening. Thanks for support. Whoever this fucking is. Because even if you're a hater, you're still making my shit go up and boosting my content. So that's all you can do. You can just boost my content. Boost my content. Boost my content. Yeah, pass me around because look, since y'all, you know, like to sell people information, maybe you got a little bit richer for that, you know what I mean? But, like, just tell them, you know, oh, nothing there. She's broke. Just like you knew how to put on the side of my door, like, some, like, signs and everything, like, nothing over here to steal. Yeah, I've been on a dark list. They sold my shit to the damn robbers. I'm trying to sell my info to the killers and whatnot. So we're gonna see, because when I activate this damn thing, a couple of days, I'm catch you. And the longer you have audacity to come and dig over here and don't back the fuck off, and I'm telling you already what's gonna happen to you. But you still wanna be stubborn, I'm gonna be on every trial you have. It's going to be a lot of them. It's not going to be one trial. It's going to be a lot of them. Every court date, I'm going to be there for you. Mm-hmm. Even if you're in India, bitch, I'm coming to India. Oh, my God. So stupid, people. So, look, to all your fucking peoples over there, nice dude I found. Like, I really want to know. Is he Polish? Canadian? Jamaican? What is he, Latino? That guy they sent, he was not black. Like the guy on profile. Y'all just weird. If y'all really want to do like something that nobody figure you out, you gotta match the, you know, skin complexion. You can use different skin complexion people. And say that's all you. Yeah, right. Like different light hit the person and they change the color like a million. Whoa, you blind bitch. Yeah, but I'm blind. On purpose, I wouldn't do nothing to put on these accounts because I felt some shit going on. And I noticed it, and I felt like, wait a minute. Person can see everything I'm doing. So there's no sense of doing anything when they hack me or something. Thinking that I'm ahead of them, the motherfuckers always ahead of me. It's okay. Just because you got my info and I don't got yours, but I'm gonna ask for assistance. So I'm warning you. Lead by yourself. Stop eavesdropping and listening. Because I will never shut up. Never. I'm coming back tomorrow. I'm going to let you everything know because tomorrow is not holiday and I'm going to be calling from early morning. So now I'm going to go eat something, clean myself, and lay down, think about positivity for tomorrow, because I'm a go-getter, and when I need something, I go get it. When I want something, I go get it. When I feel like eating something, I go get it. When I'm craving for something, at times I like this, I just dial the number. It's gonna be something. Yep. I can't, like, there's, like, some stuff that I can't reveal here, and I want to tell y'all, but I'm, like, itching to tell y'all, but I don't want to do it, because this fucking evil Lucifer is listening, and I want her to know my moves, because, and not for telling on myself. All I want to do is, I want you to be aware of this, and your friends, so share my content so it can reach them, all the gibberish that I've been talking about. The real people gonna figure out what I'm talking about. The real dumbass is gonna just move on and leave me alone. And they're not gonna try to help me or none of that. But, like, I don't know, just with sharing or something, I feel like you're gonna make me feel like I'm not alone and you're trying to, like, support me in some type of way. I feel like this stupid hacker, she could be abused too. If you really hate me that much, like, share my shit too. For real, I don't care. Share it. And share it so many times that I lose my mind and I really become popular off your stupid ass. And we both become popular, I will share my money with you, for real. I would. I will hire you. If you reveal your identity, I gotta see you. But from far, with the cops present. Stupid ass bitch. And you're going straight to jail after that. No, I wouldn't. I'll protect you. Because I would not allow them to take you to jail. Because, I don't know, maybe you really, like, really not have all the marbles up there. That's why you're doing it. Because you know that's against the law. And if you've been doing it for over a decade, you're super criminal. And you're deeply in it. And you probably recruiting men and kidnapping women. Who knows what else you're doing? And a woman is sitting right in some office, typing the number you tell her real quick and swiping everything you have on a damn card, yeah? And then when you call your bank, your shit is gone. Boom. The bank don't want to fucking help you because they don't give a fuck about their customers. You just open up your fucking account. They don't give a fuck about you. You only had an account for a month or two. You are replaceable. Like, you can just go fuck yourself. We can get another customer better than you. Yep. That's all you are to them, a customer. And guess what? You could have played that little girl that came to America, but this grown ass woman, you don't know how deeply I'm going to uppercut you in your gut. From the gut to the throat. Like, that's how I'm gonna hurt your sweat. But then again, you know, how much you've been following me, I'm not a type, like, violent person, and people are honest with me. So y'all better be honest with me and tell me, what is this about? Why are you so stuck on me? If you let me know why you're doing this and what did I do to you, I'll even send you some money or something. I'll make sure you actually get that money. But I want to know your name. I want to know your identity. I want to know where I know you from and why you do that to me. Are you from Serbia? Are you from New York? Are you from India? Are you from Russia? Are you from China? Are you from Ukraine? Are you from motherfucking Pakistan? Well, protect yourself and use the damn things that are for your phone. And if you need to move somewhere without your fucking children, move, because everybody's kids are becoming real stupid. They need to learn on their own what the fuck, where the fuck we're living. And I feel like time came that we need to take care of ourselves individually. If we don't, we're gonna, if you constantly rely on somebody, you're gonna get fucked up, because you don't rely on nobody. If you keep relying on people, something's gonna happen to you, and I feel like that's not cool. Alright, later, and I just have a feeling nobody's gonna hear this. I'm sorry, I tried. I'm just going to be wiped off, and nobody's gonna know about me. So, know that there was one time, one girl with so many talents, she didn't know that she even had any. Oh no, I'm missing my home. And I just wish I could be with my people. They said be loyal to America. I don't want to be loyal to America. I don't want to be loyal to them. I don't care if Americans hear me. Americans don't believe in nothing. Bitch, don't worry. I'm gonna get help for you. I'm gonna help you. You won't need to hack me anymore. And you're gonna have a way of you earning your shit. And if you capture somewhere, I'll save you. If somebody making you do this, I'll save you, stupid whore. I'll sacrifice everything I ever want to do just to find you and bring you to justice, or to save you from the hands of abusers who are making you do these horrible things to people. Because somebody created you. You're nothing but a weapon of some evil-ass man. And you're doing all this because you just love the feel of his 11 inch or something. You slut. Well, how many of them doing that to you? You real fucking slut. Go fucking buy. Hope you burn in fucking hell soon. Oh well, like I said, I'm gonna get help for you first. Bye.